The introit on your white bulletin insert. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, Alleluia. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me, Alleluia.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Teach me your way, O Lord. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and such as bring out my eyes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, Alleluia. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Alleluia.
God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill for men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father,
Almighty and everlasting God, make us always to have a devout will toward you and to serve your majesty with a pure heart. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Exaudi is from the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take this heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from the fourth chapter of 1 Peter. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. This is the word of the Lord. According to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed, page 141.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God,
light of light,
very God of very God,
begotten, not made,
being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made,
who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven,
and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary,
and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered and was buried,
and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures,
and ascended into heaven,
and sits at the right hand of the Father,
and he will come again with glory
to judge both the living and the dead,
whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord and giver of life,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets.
And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins,
and I look for the resurrection of the dead,
and the life of the world to come. Text is from Jesus' words, the Spirit of Truth. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If we place ourselves within the divine drama of today's liturgy, we are caught between the ascension of Christ and the promised coming of the Holy Spirit. We're in that Sunday in between. Before Jesus visibly ascended to the Father, he told them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised." This waiting for the Holy Spirit is not simply a twiddling of the thumbs or a killing of some time. The apostles show us they understood Jesus' words. When a little later in the text it says, that they all join together constantly in prayer. Prayer is the way that God's people wait. The theme of today's service is sounded out with the opening words of the introit. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Alleluia. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Alleluia. And the Apostle Peter says it openly, saying, therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. We wait and we pray. The sub-theme of today's service is that of the patient prayer of Christians. That this prayer as we wait does not go on without trial and persecution. That is, the life of a Christian is not simply an undisturbed meditation. No, wherever there is the confession of faith in Christ and prayer, there will also be suffering. The Apostle Paul tells us, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. No, it's normal. In fact, earlier Jesus had warned the disciples that the world would not accept the teaching which he had taught them. Back in John 15, 18 and 19, Jesus says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So I guess we could only expect that the dark world would reject the light of Christ. In the Holy Gospel, Jesus tells the apostles about their future excommunication from the synagogue and their martyrdom when he says to them, I have told you of this, so when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you of it. And so we see this prayer and persecution, this preaching of the faith, and yet the rejection all goes together. But what is even more troubling about today's Holy Gospel is that the leaders of the Old Testament church had become so corrupt that they no longer listened to the truth of God's word. But like the heathen, these religious leaders would also reject the doctrine of justification through faith in Christ. They would excommunicate the apostles and put them out of their synagogues. They would kill the apostles and declare that this murder was a God-pleasing service. Jesus explains, though. He tells us exactly why these leaders would do this horrendous behavior and hold to these heretical beliefs. He says, quote, and these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. That is, the believers, the leaders were not believers at all. So, in this middle time, this teaching about the prayer, the ongoing prayer of believers and persecution, I don't see a whole lot of preaching about this going on within the church. And I don't see a lot of patient prayer amongst God's people. We may be surprised that the religious leaders no longer hold to the word, but what about us? What I see is people making their decisions based upon emotions and feelings. I hear preachers telling the people what they want to hear, how they could be at peace with the world, or how they can have victory over the world. I find that people are often simply following the least path of resistance. Do those things which are easiest, not necessarily that which is right. Many people spend time trying to bear witness to their faith in a kind of winsome and attractive way so it will be welcomed by the world. And yet this is an impossible task. The sinful world is opposed the cross of Christ. If we preach the true gospel, the world will be offended. If we give them a little of what they want and try to coddle them, their sinfulness, we will have denied Christ. And so we may have avoided persecution and suffering, but we will have confused the truth and not confessed the faith. And so it is difficult. This life of prayer, which is a confession of faith, is not to be compromised. Today's text tells us that those who are true Christians will bear witness to their faith. It cannot be otherwise. That's what Christians do. And Christ says he will send the Holy Spirit to his apostles, and they too will testify about Christ. In the epistle, we see that each person should use the gifts that God has given him, that they might pray and love and serve one another in love. But in both instances, whether it's the apostles or us, there will be persecution and there will be suffering. The Greek word for testify is the word martureo, from which we get the word martyr. So when John tells the apostles that they also must martureo, he means they will bear witness, yes, but bear witness unto martyrdom, unto death. The epistle speaks about suffering and finally says, even insults because of the name of Christ. Let me give you an example. In fact, it can even sound very religious, this whole thing. In fact, I've even heard pastors use a similar kind of thing when they're considering a call to a congregation. So here's what happens. Someone is asked to do something, and I've heard the response, well, I don't know, I'll have to pray about it. And then at some time later, they announce that they have been convinced by the Holy Spirit that he has led them to do this or to do that. So, based on what, I ask? How did you know the Holy Spirit? Well, they can't really point to anything other than their feelings or some coincidence that happens. All right, an example. I was trying to decide the other night whether I should eat another bag of potato chips. While I was praying, a potato chip commercial came on the television. It's a sign, so I ate a second bag. Pastor, I had such a good feeling eating those potato chips. I really knew it was right. Now, it's not that we shouldn't ask God in prayer. But where do we find out the Lord's answer? Where does he speak to us? Peacefulness does not mean the decision is right. Your feelings do not determine what the Lord's will is. The Holy Spirit and your feelings are not the same thing. In fact, in the very same way, the suffering that comes after eating a second bag of potato chips doesn't prove it's not God's will either. After all, that's just a stomach ache. We have to know the difference. Jesus tells us in today's text, as we are praying and as the Holy Spirit is coming to help us, that this Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. That is, he leads us into all truth. The Spirit of truth, will testify about Jesus because it is in the Word of God that we see Jesus being bared witness to. Where do we learn about Jesus? None other than in the Holy Scriptures. If you want an answer to your prayers, you go to the Word of God. You cannot diagnose your own sinful condition, but the Word of God has law in it. And that law is able to show us our sins so that we are able to say, I'm a poor, miserable sinner. That is the Spirit of truth working to counsel us. Second, once we have been taught to confess our sins, that same Spirit of truth works through the gospel, the Word of God, that he might counsel us concerning the forgiveness of sins That is, comfort us with the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. Though we are sinners, there is no need to despair. We are forgiven by Jesus Christ. And third, having confessed our sins and believed in the forgiveness of sins, there will be two things that will flow from the disciple of Jesus Christ. One, you will bear witness to Jesus Christ. With the heart you believe and with the mouth you confess. That's what we do as believers. Second, you will be persecuted. The world will not just complain about you, they will do the opposite. They will attack. The world, yes, will kill believers, and they will say that it is a God-pleasing divine service. What will happen to the believer? They will pray. In the midst of this oppression, we will cry out to God for help in our afflictions. Do not turn your face away from me. Hear me, O Lord. And that is what we do in the meantime, as we await the final glorification and the reception into the heavenly kingdom. We who have celebrated the resurrection of our Lord will pray. We will continue to receive the word of God, confessing Jesus Christ, and we will have patient prayer, asking the Lord to preserve. And as he did with the apostles, so also he will preserve us until the day that he takes us home. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Page 143, Create in Me. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that your Son, having ascended, has sent the Spirit of truth from you to bear witness to him, that we might come to faith, and as the body of Christ, we would always be expecting our Lord's return, that we would be continual in prayer, and above all, be loving each other deeply. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
we ask that your people who are exiles and orphans here on account of their sins, that we would believe that on account of Jesus' righteousness, we are gathered into your Son's kingdom. We are made clean by the sprinkling of clean water, and we are made adopted sons of God with the full rights of inheritance. Grant success to all who serve you and to our neighbors in their daily callings. Lead us to make an appropriate use of all the gifts of your creation, especially in humble service to those who are less fortunate. We ask that all pastors in Christ, our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would consider their high calling as one speaking the very words of God with the promise of the Spirit's working. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask that our President Donald, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, that federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges would faithfully administer their office as one who bears the sword for the common good. We acknowledge with gratitude the gift of a free country as your good gift, and we thank you for those who have laid down their lives for the sake of our nation. Let us never take for granted those sacrifices. Help us to live as good and obedient citizens, taking advantage of our liberty to freely worship you. Be with all those who serve in our armed forces, especially Danny, Jason, Blake. Bless them and their families with your loving protection. Let worldly peace prevail among all the nations. Especially let your mercy rest upon our land, even as we acknowledge with thanksgiving the past goodness which you have showered upon this country. If it is your will, preserve the lives of the men and women in uniform as they defend our citizenry. Most of all, we pray you, turn the hearts of all, military and civilian, to your holy word, where we find true peace for sinful souls. We bring before you our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel, and those who attend to us in times of emergency and public servants. Give them commitment to duty, and in times of danger, keep them safe. Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus throughout the world. Comfort those who have lost loved ones, provide care for those infected, and calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities they may observe and receive your manifold help and comfort. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gibb, Shirley, Vicky, Keeley, Patty and Gemmy. Provide for our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
Give them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who, after his resurrection, appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up to heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine nature. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we thank you. We praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.